Blog Talk Radio.
The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
You all right?
Yes, sir. How you doing today? You're doing great.
All right. All right. You going to stay with me?
Yeah. I'm on with you.
Okay. We're gonna talk about something that's very unique, Brother Drew. And it is the ancient numbering system that Amun-Yah gave us first. All ancient people understand this system, Brother Drew. It was taught in the old lodges. I came out of lodge number 2, which was the meaning that was the second lodge in Texas. The first lodge was in Rust, Texas. Lodge number 2, my great-great-grandpa established that in Crockett. And these ancient teachings came out of the Masonic Lodge. The first man that exposed it, you know how we go in a chronological order, Brother Drew. This knowledge that he had got from the Jews was Malachi Yauch. And then the next man that brought this knowledge into the black community was Elijah Muhammad. who had got his from Master Farad Muhammad, who came out of a Masonic order of the Muhammads in Asia, where he had came from. He got the knowledge of the number 19 from him. And it's time for us to just tell it like it is. I say, because I know I'm talking Greek right now, Brother Drew, to a lot of people. If you ain't never been one of my students, then one of Malachi Yauch's students in the Nation of Islam, if you've been in the Nation of Islam and got out or been and still in there, you have a working knowledge of the number 19. We're going to break it down with the five W's, esoteric knowledge, in a chronological order. So when you break it down in a chronological order, Brother Drew, then you don't have no problems.
Right.
The only thing in the numbering system that we got to change, so everybody, you've been taught by white folks, so we're going to translate only one thing out into this language so you'll understand it a little better, is that instead of the word cipher, this it is a cipher. That's the word. That's the, look that dictionary word up, what a cipher is. This is esoteric knowledge. It's not exoteric. It is called a cipher. In this language, it is called an O, a circle, an alt, and what else? What else they call it? they got several names for it. That's one of the three names that you know for it. They'll call it an alt, they'll call it a circle, they'll call it an O. But it is actually a cipher, which is 360 degrees, which means nothing can get in and nothing can get out. Amunya gave us two geometrical instruments. She gave us for building, that is a compass and a square. You can only make this sign and symbol with a compass. That's the instrument, geometrical instrument that you deal with when you have to make a perfect zero. We'll say zero cipher. Now, the numbering system, the 13th number in Amunya's system, the number 13, is where the sharpest and the keenest point of the compass is. That's the number 13. That's where the number 13 is. And the number 13, when we get to it, you'll understand what the number 13 means by the time we get to it. But that's the 13th number. You can't see that. It's just like when you make a triad, which you call a pyramid, which is only three left angles. Actually, it's 360 degrees because the bottom is an angle. You can't see that, Brother Drew, on when you design it and stuff. But that angle, that angle, the degree is still there in the pyramid, which is a triad, which is made with a square. See, the perpendicular line is made with a square. The compass, and then you have your inside and outside calibers as instruments that make the other geometrical figures that's in Amunya's numbering system. We start with the cipher, with the O, as we call Brother Drew. the reason that it's called the knowledge of the 19 is that when Amanyah was developing us, her mind, she wanted her minds, that's us, Brother Drew, to have the same knowledge that she had. So she invented a very unique system for us to follow, Brother Drew, and put it in our blood. And we'll get to that when we're dealing with the cycle. The reason that this knowledge is based up on the 19 is to let us know that we came from the 19th galaxy. That's what you first got to know about this ancient numbering system. We came to the ninth. We come from the 19th galaxy and went to the 12th galaxy. This is why the number 12 is complete. When I get to the number 12, I will explain the number 12 to you, but I have to tell you this in advance for you to understand everything in this numbering system, Brother Drew, is very remarkable of the knowledge that's in this numbering system that you know is ours is because of what it teaches. Now, we are known as Anunnakis. That's what we are known as. That was human beings. That's our town, not what white folks done put us, but that is our town, human beings from the 19th galaxy. Now, when Amanyah started developing her mind, she developed this mind electro, meaning that this mind is magnetic energy, a piece of magnetic energy. She made sure that she would encode everything, Brother Drew, in your blood, your DNA, meaning in this language, meaning that you would remember her because everything that she's put is in, mathematically speaking, that cycle, which is called an oath. Only colored people who are human beings, not subhuman beings, you got two beings, but human beings that is in its original form, you have O-type blood. Life begins with what? Blood. You can't live without blood, which carries the oxygen to your whole system that Amanyah had put out. But I find that very unique, Brother Drew, because only colored people got O-type blood. O-type blood can mix with any other blood. The subhuman's blood is A, B, and AB. That's the blood of subhumans. And if you look like me and Brother Drew and you got that blood, then he has totally conquered your body bloodline wise. And we're going, he got you. So all of y'all out there that ain't got old blood, you got the blood of the subhuman. You see, that's when they sang that song, I know it was the blood. See, I know it was. See, it starts off. See, we when we break the system down, Brother Drew, it's awesome. When we start with that cycle, which they call old, how you know Yah's people is that the human being that came from the 19th galaxy is by his blood. It's all in the blood. All in the blood. You got old blood, you look like me and Brother Drew. That's your blood. That's the blood of the original people that was here. Because a subhuman don't have it. But the original people done picked up some of the blood of the subhuman, and through a hereditary genetic trait, after so many generations, you have got their blood. But it don't mean that you have a mind. Did you hear what I said, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah.
You got their blood. You got their blood. Because it is some black people that got A and B blood. I know. My mama got it. See, but her mind is totally white. And she don't know nothing about the human being. That's my mama. She's 97.
Uh-huh.
Shit. See. But if you do have that blood and your mind ain't been conquered by gods and the white man, you still can have that blood and look like us. And he didn't conquer your mind, because everything is mind controlled. He conquered you through telepathic means. Meaning he controls your mind now, the way you think, your school of thoughts. He taught you after so many generations, you cursed. If you believe in gods, and gods is going to save you, then you belong to him. Your ass going back to Mars. That's where the gods came from, when your body expired down here. You go back to who you believe in and how you thinking on the time that your body expire. Your mind go back from where it came from. But it's very unique that we can tell up under this system, the 19th system, Brother Drew. It was taught in the lodges in the 50s and the 40s, the black lodges. Because I remember great-great-grandpa. But see, they took me in the lodge, Brother Drew, when I was 5 years old. I don't know what the fuck they was teaching to. The daddy gave me a book when I got graduated from school, and I started going up in the Masonic lodge as Poutinet and Grand Senior Warden and all them beautiful titles that they give you. That I realized what great-great-grandpa name was telling me back then. But like Grandpa said, he used to tell me, he say, Little Hawk, he say, I'm telling you something now, you won't remember it until you 50 or 60 years from now. He say, you remember what great-great-grandpa taught you. Well, he was absolutely damn right. Because when he was telling me shit, hell, I didn't know a damn thing about what the hell he was telling me about the compass and the square and what this mean and what that mean and all of this shit they were putting in my head as a kid. I mastered what these damn articles was, because that sent a message from your ass to your brain if you didn't. So, but now, Brother Drew, I can figure out what they taught me. And that's something. This is why this was kept. This is why they called the Masonic knowledge was a secret knowledge. It was only for the initiate. But
uh-huh.
It was hidden knowledge. But we ain't got no business in 2019. We can't hide no knowledge from no damn body now. And common sense and your blood. What we saying, it's in your blood that you should recognize what we saying. This cipher, which is an O, is how the numbering system starts. This O, meaning that you have the blood of Amun-Yahu, is your first mother. And she ain't a god, but she's creating her mind, which is a way and gave her mind a way of life for her mind to live forever. But due to us's being conquered by the subhuman, and we took on his ways of eating meat, then that's why we're in the condition that we're in now. That's why our minds are in the condition that it is now. So you eat right, you think right. You eat his food, you become him. You become what is number six. When we get to number six, you understand who the beast man is, who the man that's a beast and a beast that's a man, and that's called mankind. That's the subhuman being. And we in his ways. Don't goddamn say you ain't in his ways, brother, because it ain't too many of us that ain't in his ways. Because we still eat, even if you have knowledge, you still eat his food. You eat his food. So we in his ways, but you had to train your mind to not participate in his ways. I don't care how good it tastes or how good it smells or how good it feels, you can't go into his ways. What's killing the mind is one word, Brother Drew, I won't. See, I won't ain't what I need if it is not correct. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? You understand that? I won't is not what I need.
Right.
If it's breaking the law, if you're breaking the laws of Amun-Yah, what I want ain't what your ass needs. But if your mind tell you that what you want, you do what you want, well, then that's how you get fucked up. What I want. What I want. And everybody you hear now, I want this, I want that. You ain't nothing but a dreamer. Basing your wants upon hope and faith and praying and a God. That's the African-American subhuman way. And that's what you see in today's society now. I'm dreaming. I got the American dream. I'm a dreamer. And I won't. But you don't need but two things, and that's food and fucking shelter.
Yeah.
Everything else Daddy told me was a luxury. Shit. Now, I'm going to tell you how great-great-grandpa taught it to me a long time ago. Disciple represents Amun-Yah. It's 360 degrees. It's made with a compass. The next thing you have is a perpendicular line, which is called a wand. That means a goddamn individual, Brother Drew. This perpendicular line represents you and me. Talking to Amun-Yah, now if we put this disciple, Brother Drew, in the front of this perpendicular line, we got what? Number 10. See how easy this stuff is, Brother Drew?
Yep.
Who number in the ancient number system of Amun-Yah, number 10 is Amun-Yah's number. And the number before that is number 9, and the number 9 don't change. So when you become the number 9, you can't change from the number 10s school of thoughts because you number 10 is mine. Not let somebody else change your mind, which our mind's been changed through a school of thoughts, which we are in that time period of that. But the mind is going back to where it came from. Now, here you is, Brother Drew, me and you, sitting up here, we number one with her. She's making a number one mind. She's in front of us, let us know that this is Ten, this is Ramanya, talking to you. Now, she put this cipher on the left side of that perpendicular line, it becomes a number 9. The number 9 never changes, Brother Drew. And that means that your ass is on the, she gonna put this mind on the 9th star planet called Earth. In the 12th galaxy. You understand how this, how we can go with these numbering systems and it mathematically speaking, mathematically speaking, is awesome as hell. Now here you is, Brother Drew, me and you, we are number 9 after we take the cipher, put it on the left side. We are mine. We pulled a, she made a perfect mind. Now, she put us up under the 12 laws of nature. There we go with that 12 again, because she gonna send us to the 12th galaxy. Now, the number 2 means that you're in a dualist system. And in order for her to reproduce her mind, she would have to have magnetic energy, which was female. This energy, feminine energy, would be the only energy that you would be able to see, because this energy is the only one that reproduced you. Her mind was male, but her reproduction of the mind was female. So everything that you see in creation is female. It has 5 senses. The male has 4 senses. 4 and 5 is 9. The number 9 don't change, and the number 9 is you. Ain't this pretty, Brother Drew? I didn't know what Grandpa was talking to me. He's telling me, shit, it's mathematically speaking when we go up under the number 19. The number 3 means that Amanya's first commandment was be fruitful and multiply her correct mind. The number 3 represents your offspring, your children that you produce with the mind of Amanya and her laws, because her mind had the laws. They didn't live under grace from the laws. They lived by Amanya's laws. That's where you get the Holy Trinity at, as the subhuman called. That's your Trinity. That's male and female. That's the reason you go in your Bible, it says, created male first, female second. That's the first creation. Then the next creation, a man and a woman came. That's subhuman. We talking about male and female. Mind. We're talking about the mind now. How many of y'all created us, put us in a body? The number four, Brother Drew, represents what she made the body out of. The four elements that you would find on the ninth planet, which we call it Earth now, we call it Athara in her language, on Athara. Now, that means that our body is made out of the four elements. This is true. Now, when she put the cipher, her mind, into the four elements, your body that you made out of, you became the fifth element. Your number was number five, and the number five denotes power, meaning that you had power in reproducing her mind by the law while you was here. Now, here's where the amazing part that I damn sure didn't understand when Pop was talking to me with this, about this, Brother Drew, and then Big Mama, both my grandmothers laid this shit here on me too. But I didn't understand what they was talking about. The mind that is placed into a body has to be turned upside down. The cycle is on the left. But for order for you to go through the black hole, Brother Drew, into light, where you could see male and female, then you had to be turned upside down. That's why the number six has the cipher on the right side. And when you got here, the subhuman taught you that the number of the man and the beast was the same. Yeah, that's in all of his Bibles, Brother Drew. So when we got here, who do we encounter? The beast man. We had to realize this. Our minds had to realize that. That we was up under the teaching of the beast man, whose number was six. And all of these Christians that look like me and you, all these Muslims that look like me and you, all these Hebrew Israelites that look like me and you, believe that the number of us is six. Now, the beast man tell you he live up under the grace from Amun Ra, from the laws of Amun Ra.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, you had to understand that if it's to the right side, it ain't right, because we came from the left. That's the reason the left part of your brain is the biggest. That's me. Everybody used to be left-handed that looked like me and you. I'm left-handed. But they beat the hell out of you doing the sin to keep you sending you over the devil's a day's work. That's what the white man tricked your ass. Most people into believing that if the child was born left-handed, he owes the devil a day's work. That's what was taught in the Christian community. Because Big Mama, because both my grandmother's friends just could not understand. Why would you let Junior be left-handed? Teach that boy right-handed. My daddy said, nigga, you use both hands. Because he was even-handed, which is damn near unheard of. What he could do with his left hand, he could do it with his right hand. That's what made him a badass fast master chef cook. Everything he could do, daddy said, how come, nigga, you can't use your right hand? Who told you that you left-handed? He would ask me that shit quick. Nigga, you better get that right hand to moving over there. You moving too goddamn slow. He would tell me that. I said, nigga, I ain't even-handed like you. Shit, daddy could throw a baseball just as hard with his left hand as he could with his right hand. You say, goddamn it, when his left hand get tired, he take his right hand and start pitching. He was known for that in Crockett. Shit. But it wasn't but three people that was even-handed in Crockett. You don't see the even-handed person hardly anymore. It probably is unheard of in today's society that a person is even-handed. But you're supposed to be left-handed. That reminds you that where you come from, where you started off at first. You believe the knowledge on the right, you become right-handed, you become the servant of the beast man. The number seven, Brother Drew, is the number of perfect. Meaning that when you get 7 years old, if you had been trained right, at 7 years old, you was perfect with the laws of Amun-Yah, and your mind would never change. That's what the number seven means. And this is supposed to be at 7 years old. If you was born right, if your mama was a vegetarian, your father was a vegetarian, when you get here, they feed you these beautiful vegetables. At 7 years old, you would be perfect in mind of thinking how to keep the laws of not becoming accountable, because you was first a breatharian, there was a fruitarian, and a vegetarian. That's what you're supposed to be in. Not accountable, not like the people of the man and the beast that eat the beast. This is what this numbering system teaches us, Brother Drew. The number eight is two cypress stacked up on top of two cypress, meaning that if you was perfect with Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah, which is the father, gave you the commandments, then you would be 1 degree above perfect. When you hit the number eight, you would be 1 degree above perfect. That is 720 degrees that of knowledge that you would have. You would have the knowledge both of who Amun-Yah is and Amun-Yah is, because your ass ain't broke the dietary laws. You ain't broke them. The next number is number nine. The nine don't change. You own the ninth star in the 12th galaxy. The nine don't change. Meaning that you hadn't changed from what number 10 told you in the beginning. That's why she made the number 10 her number, Brother Drew. In her language that she gave you. The number 11 means that you is one-on-one with Amun-Yah and Amun-Yah. Then when you get to the 12, you is complete. Meaning that when you're 12 years old, you complete with Amun-Yah. ain't nothing going to change your mind to become a beast man. Your mind can't be changed after 12 years old. Now, if your mind has became changed, Brother Drew, then that's why the number 13, meaning that when you get 13 years old, if you done broke the laws because your mama and daddy, the people that raised you, had you to break the laws, because see, you are in a subconscious mind when you get here. This teaching has to start in the womb. It don't start outside the womb. It has to start in the womb for you to be complete. The number 13 means new beginning or death. So the four elements. The one and three is what, Brother Drew? Four. Now, if you have lived up under the laws, you have a new beginning in your four elements. But if your ass ain't lived up under the laws, Brother Drew, your ass have immediate death in the four elements, and that's at 13 years old. Your mind. If you have the mind of the new beginning of Amon Yah when you get 14 years old, 1 and 4 is 5, you have power. Over the number 15 when it's 1 and 5 is 6, meaning that you have power of your mind over the beast man, which is the subhuman being. Now, I notice what I'm saying might, some people might get it quick, and some people it might take these many years as it took me, Brother Judy, to get what I'm saying. But the mind is supposed to be working at a higher rate of speed than in 40s and the 50s when I was taught this shit. When I was taught this knowledge. See, at 15 years old, you would know who the subhuman being is and who the human being is. And the reason that you would know this, and when you would know this, when you get 16 years old, 1 and 6 is 7, you'd be perfect.
Right.
Your mind is perfect. And when you get 17 years old, 1 and 7 is 8, you would be perfect with Amon Yah and Amon Yah. And when you get 18 years old, 1 and 8 is 9, meaning that you would never change
right
from the number 19, which was 1 and 9, and number 9 and 1 and 9 is 10, you would never had never changed from the ways of Amon Yah. It's simple mathematically speaking, as great-great-grandpa said. You can't mess with mathematically speaking. It is what it is. And what I just explained, it's just mathematics, and it all started with the blood, Brother Drew. That's what I find so unique about it. You know, after I've taught on this for many years, because when I did come into the knowledge, I wrote it down, and I can explain it a little better than when we was together, Brother Drew, is down there. I can see it in a definite way where I can explain it a little bit better than I did to your babies. Because when me and your babies would have them one-on-one sessions, and you know, you pull me to the side, you say, brother, Brother Dawa, you got to have some one-on-one sessions with my three, and I would take the, we would have one-on-one sessions, me, you, and your ish with the babies. You remember that, Brother Drew?
I kind of missed that last part of the water.
I remember when I was teaching this on a private set with your three children and your ish. When we had them lessons, I would think, but now I can explain it a little bit better, I said, than I could then when they was babies. I can explain it better now, and I understand it a little more better than I did now, of when I explained it now, you know, the way I explain it now. And I laugh, I say, well, hell, me and Brother Drew was young then, but hell, look at the age we are. Hell, they got children. They was children, 8, 9 years old. Shit, they wasn't even thinking about having children. Now you got boo-boo brain babies. So this is how many years I've had to pine on this knowledge to explain it. But I hope that it didn't get too deep for nobody. Shit, because if it's in your blood, it's in your blood, you know. And see, when you take this system and then you apply it to male and female, you'll see where the female is 450 more degrees. Your body has degrees in it. So you see that the female, which is the iron male, which is magnetic energy, which you can see, well, she has 450 more degrees than the male, Brother Drew. She does. She has a womb that's 450 degrees in shape. We don't have a womb. I know some of them think they have a womb. In today's society, you have a whole slew of jokers that think they got a womb. They call themselves, we call them sissies. They call themselves gay in LBJ, whatever you call it. The new community they got that done took over the world. They flying their flags atop of the American flag. When I was in the service, they said that was treason, Brother Drew, to fly another flag above the American flag. And that's what they told me when I was putting the flag up, and I flipped around and got it wrong, and I got lectured because he told me he could write me up and try me for treason. Every damn thing the goddamn CO told me. When I was my turn to put the flag up, hell, I didn't know nothing about that. Nobody told me nothing about how to put the flag up when I had colors. See, when you in boot camp, everybody has colors. You have your turn of raising the flag and lowering the flag, and it taps in that reveille. And see, I ain't know nothing about it, but I was told that if you fly any flag above the American flag, it was treason. And they would try you for treason, whoever did it. Well, all the U.S. embassies is doing it right now. They flying the LGB, so the flag of the United States ain't the flag that we are. The flag is LGBT. You can see where they taking over. I mean, right. Because see, a European nature, it's one thing about the European nation of people, their colors and their flags and their symbols, that's sacred and a motherfucker to them. They go to war and fight for the flag. They don't fight for no. They tell you, you fighting for the flag. I know what they tell. I've spent 30 years in the goddamn service. Shit. They tell you, you fighting for the flag. You ask, how come you got to go back in the bushes? They tell you for the flag. What color are you? You red, white, and blue. Shit. I know what they tell you. See. And so we become a nation now that this flag flies above the United States flag. That should let you know something, Brother Drew. That should let you know about number six, the beast man, who is mankind, who is the subhuman being. But he used to be a human being, Brother Drew. We know his history that came in the Carver's Mountain. We done talked about that before. But when we break, I think, let's see, we got 10 more minutes, Brother Drew. I think I have time to go through this. When I was talking about the degrees of the body, and we had to understand that the female is 450 more degrees than us. And how you find that out by using compass and the square is that your head, Brother Drew, is 360 degrees. When Amiyah made our head, it's 360 degrees. You have inside your head, you have seven cycles, which is a zero. You got two eyeballs, two ears, two nose, two nostrils, and a mouth, which is one. Your head was made perfect, Brother Drew. You understand what I'm talking about? It's crazy, Brother Drew. When Grandpa was teaching me this, I didn't understand shit. But it ain't crazy no more, man. Everything is mathematics and speaking. She put this head, this cypher, on top of a pedestal, which is your neck. It's 90 degrees. Your neck is a perpendicular line. Now, Grandpa used to tickle me with this, what he used to explain it to, because it was funny. Your perpendicular line is connected to the square. That's your trunk. That's 360 degrees, but it's a square. It ain't a cypher, although it's 360 degrees. It's four perpendicular lines. It's 360 degrees. A perpendicular line is 90 degrees. It's 360 degrees, Brother Drew. It's connected to this. Now, Grandpa said on the groin, on the outside of your square, which makes you a square, is some phyllos. You have five phyllos. Now, you got two arms. I mean, you have six phyllos. Two arms, two legs, and two cheeks of your ass. That's six. The reason he said that you will come to number six is because you base your wisdom and your knowledge on how you feel. And that's what makes an ass out of you, which is on the backside of you that you can't see. When you base your wisdom and knowledge on your feelers, He say, cut the feelers off of your ass, and you got true knowledge. But you had to realize that some feelers, some shit was growing on the outside of your square. That was feelers. You understand what he was talking about, Brother Drew?
You with me? I mean, yeah, I'm still with you, Brother DeWalt. I was real in deep thought on these numbers.
Yeah, so you base your wisdom and knowledge on your feelings or how you feel because you done touched it and you done smelled it and you done felt it and you done the five senses that you have is senses of how you feel. Touch,
okay,
taste,
yeah,
and all that. You see, up on the five, you're basing your knowledge on these feelings. Now, the next thing attached to you, these feelers, is your penis and two balls, your testicles. Your testicles is a cipher. That's male and female. Now, it's different when you get everything is the same. Till you get to the female. The female has a womb that's shaped that is an oblong square, not a square, but an oblong square. An oblong square is 450 degrees. That's two 180 degrees lines connected by two 90 degrees lines. And 180 to 90, it won't change. You do the math on it. You take the square and make 180 degrees, and then you connect them both together, which can't nothing get in and can't nothing get out. It's called an oblong square. That's the reason all Masonic lodges are oblong squares. Brother Drew, just some of the stuff. This is what the female have called a wound that the male don't have, making her body be 1,620 degrees. 1, 6, and 2 is what, Brother Drew? It's 9. The male body, because his penis is only 90 degrees, his body only have 1,170 degrees in it, and 1 and 1 and 7 is 9, and it ain't gonna change. And Big Mama and both my grandmothers used to explain this to me upside down so I know who Big Papa was. That she was more powerful than Big Papa. She was the iron man. Big Papa was the jackass. That's the way I was taught. But I understand what she's talking about now. She was telling she's the multiplier. That Big Papa the multiplier. She the multiplication, and what she produces is the product. And she really don't need the multiplier to be the multiplication because she built in to multiply. And so it's funny how this old teaching that I was taught and didn't know about it is old ancient knowledge. This knowledge was brought over here. The Nation of Islam don't teach it like I teach it because I know how they taught it because I was an imam with them. Elijah Muhammad started them on some esoteric knowledge, but he died before he finished it. And this is the complete. He got his the same place I got mine, out of an ancient Masonic order of uses. Did you hear me, Brother Drew? Usus, that's when they have the ancient free and accepted Mason and the free and accepted Masons. So we are the ancient free and accepted Mason in today's society. We are not the free and accepted. That's the white boys. That's his teaching. That's the teaching of white magic, which is voodoo, and not the teaching of black magic, which is hoodoo. So we teaching hoodoo right now, Brother Drew. And old hoodoo always asks you, who do you believe in? That's why white magic called us hoodoo. We was always asking, who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? So it's a difference between white magic and black magic, but old white magic done put old black magic in a spell. And it all starts with the blood, Brother Drew. It's all in the blood. But I hope you have learned something, Brother Drew. You say you was in deep thoughts. This would put you in deep thoughts. I'm going to write this down and put it in a booklet. But this would teach you this. But it's mathematically speaking. Everything you can see it. I couldn't see this when I was a kid. I couldn't see this shit. I was taught it. I couldn't see it, but now I see it plain as damn day.
Yeah,
and it all adds up.
I know how the day gonna go by. I actually know how the day gonna go by the numbers.
Right. Everything is up under this numbering system. Every damn thing. Everything. If you understand the numbering system, you got it. That's the reason we divine. See, we didn't pray to Yah. We divine to Yah. And what came out in what we divine, we asked Yah, of course, we get an immediate answer from her. Because she taught us. I might need to do a show on that, the oracles. The oracles of Amun Yah. Bring Kohane's ass on. So he can that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell Cole we need to do a show on the oracles. We need to do that show. I'm gonna call him as soon as I get off. Let him talk about the oracles. He does them. I know how to do them. I don't practice them. He practices them. I'm scared of them. I just tell you the truth. Every now and then I use my rocks, Brother Drew. Every now and then, but for some reason, Amun Yah give me the answer to the question. Most of the time, I can figure it out by myself without asking her, you know, and that's by using common sense. But when you ask her a question, she give you a yes or no answer, you better abide by that. And don't base it on how you feel. But we know for a fact some shit will happen to your ass if you mess with the oracles and you go against the oracles, especially dealing with Amun Yah, your ass will see results. Your ass will die, come near death. I know some Negroes miss death by inches. I know several guys in our group. Got a no answer, and they went against that no answer, and she lied, almost lost her life. And George did that shit twice. George did that shit twice, man. He missed death by an inch.
Yeah.
He said, so I don't miss Cole do the articles every day, 24. He don't get up in the morning until he asks the articles, boy. people don't understand. And see, my question is, what is the Articles of the United States of America? They up on the Daphite Articles. And I might get Cody and talk on that. Shema Yahawadah, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamadi Yah. Till next week, Brother Drew.
Kamadi Yah.